We're returning again to Proverbs chapter 3. And our text for this afternoon are the verses 5 and 6. And I have to confess, I was delighted when that little scrap of paper came my way with these verses written upon it. Because they're precious to me also. I think they're perhaps one of the first verses that I ever underlined in my Bible. And I've leaned upon them many times. I think especially when going to Bible college and leaving behind my days at university and the prospects that were before me. Like the disciples of old, I suppose, leaving their nets behind to follow Christ. And these verses mean a great deal to me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let us pray. Father, we pray for thy help and understanding to be given to us as we consider this precious verse of Scripture. We ask, Lord, that thou be pleased to speak to us through thy Holy Spirit, and write them upon our heart, that we might take heed of them and learn the lessons that they contain for us, and put into practice each and every day, and that wonderful command to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We pray for help now in the preaching of this precious truth, that it may indeed be a blessing to our souls. These things we ask in thy precious name. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I'm told that if you visit the city of Jerusalem and go near to that place known as the Jaffa Gate, that you will find a small terrace at the top of a hill. And the locals refer to it as the Terrace of Indecision. Because on that little terrace, it said that the ground is so level that when the rain falls upon it, it seems to be at a loss as to which way to go. Some of the water flows west and some of it flows east. There are times in our lives when it seems that we stand on the terrace of indecision, with two seemingly valid and equal options lying before us, and if we're honest, we aren't sure which one we should take. Most of us know that some choices are critical because they have direct consequences upon our life in the present and perhaps in the future. And we want to be sure of picking the right option as we go along. I remember when we lived back in South Australia, there were quite a number of unsealed roads. Some of them were in better repair than others. Some of them were nicely graded. Some of them hadn't been graded for years. And you had to be careful as you were driving along those unsealed dirt roads. And you had to choose your ruts very carefully because you could be in it for quite a while. And you wanted to make sure that you were in a path and a rut that you could get out of rather than one that you're going to get into more trouble. And that's the problem that we face. We make decisions knowing full well that we have to live with the consequences. And so we struggle with what decision to make, what direction to go. What do we do when we don't know what to do? Where do we go when we don't know which way to go? These are questions that are familiar to us. And yet here in Proverbs chapter 3, in those verses 5 and 6, verses that are undoubtedly favourites of many of God's people, countless souls have found help and comfort in these wise words of Solomon. And as we look at these familiar verses this afternoon, there are a few truths that I believe we can draw from them that will offer instruction to us in those times of indecision. And when the way before us is clouded, and there seems to be a giant question mark over which way we should turn, we find that the Word of God offers us a light, offers us instruction. What is the instruction that we are given in these verses? Well, firstly, to lean on the omnipotent God. Lean on the omnipotent God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Many times, the reason for our indecision is found in the fact that we're looking for answers in all the wrong places. I'm sure you remember there was a television game show called The Price is Right. At least that's what it was called in the UK. Contestants were called down from the crowd, and then they were shown various items and prizes, and they were to guess the price. And it was surprising just how many of the contestants looked back up into the crowd where their friends and family were sitting with the thought, they'll be able to help me. And they often went with the answers supplied from friends and family. Well, the problem is, if there was friends or family that had been called down to the front, it would have been to you they were looking for advice and help. And very often the help that they got wasn't very useful at all. They'd have been far better off not asking for it to begin with. And that's what we're told here in the opening words of verse 5. There are some places that we ought not to turn to for advice. Here in verse 5 you read, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. There is a dependence that we have to avoid. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Look at that word lean. It means to support oneself. It means to place your weight upon something. The same word is found in 2 Samuel 1 and verse 6, where we're told that Saul leaned upon his spear. He put his weight upon his spear. And so here in Proverbs 3 and verse 5, we're told not to lean, not to put your trust and your full weight upon your own understanding. So the instruction here is not to rely or to depend upon your conception or your understanding of a particular situation. That word understanding means our comprehension, our discernment, our insight. So when we're faced with a decision, the first step to making a right choice is to avoid depending upon our own comprehension and discernment and insight of a particular situation, even if you think, let me say, especially if you think you know what's going on. Because we have a bias. We have a self-centered bias when it comes to making decisions. And it makes us go off on a tangent rather than keeping straight. Let me give you a very simple illustration for this. They say never to go shopping when you're hungry. You know why? Because when you come home and begin to unpack the bags, you realize you really didn't need those two bags of jam donuts. You see, your hunger clouded your thought process, your comprehension, your judgment. And so the Word of God encourages us not to depend upon our own judgment when it comes to making decisions. Because we have a bias. And if it's not a hunger for food, it's a bias towards sin, towards self, towards ease. We have to learn to avoid those things. Lean not upon thine own understanding. And even times when we think we know what is best, our decision is sometimes clouded by that desire that's found in our own heart. So rather than leaning unto our own understanding, we have to learn to lean somewhere else. We are to learn to lean upon the omnipotence of God. That's what we're told. If there's a dependence we are to avoid, there is also one that we must acquire. If we're not to lean upon our own understanding, we must learn lean upon another's. So we're told to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. With every fibre of our being, we're called upon to trust in the Lord. That's what we mean when we say to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not the muscle that pumps the blood around our body, but all that we have. When we say to someone, I love you with all of my heart, we mean we love them with all that we have. So trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust Him with everything. That word trust actually is rather interesting. It's a Hebrew word that's translated in a few different ways in the Old Testament, but the main idea behind it is one of confidence or security and safety. So to trust in the Lord in this sense means to rest in the safety and the security of the Lord. In other words, not to be concerned about a particular matter, but to hand all of it into the hands of Him who is omnipotent, who is all-powerful. And having handed it over to the Lord, we are therefore able to relax, to rest, to have confidence in Him, to secure ourselves in the Lord. And we do that by remembering He is all-powerful. He is omnipotent. So what we're doing is moving our trust and dependence from our feeble and weak and frail abilities to rest upon one whose ability is unlimited and unmatched. And we rest in the strength of the Lord, and we rest securely regardless of what we are facing. So if we are unsure as to what to do and which way to go, the way to answer begins when we leave behind our own decision-making, our own conclusions, our own comprehension, our own inadequacy to acquire the dependence upon the omnipotent God. Our resources are like a puddle, and God's are like an ocean. We stop leaning upon our own resources and start depending upon God's. So we are to lean upon the omnipotent God, the all-powerful God. Now what else are we told to do? We are to look for the omniscient God, the all-knowing God. We move into verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Now I must confess that this is one of those Bible verses that I thought that I understood until I began to study it a little more closely. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And I believe our translators have got this exactly right. Because the Hebrew word that's translated ways literally means pathways, or journey, or the road that we take. And so we could literally translate this verse, in every way which we go, or everywhere we go, acknowledge the Lord. With that being said, when it is a time for decision, that means regardless of where we are, or what the decision is, in whatever our pathway in life might be, we need to look for the Lord who is everywhere. We look for the God who is everywhere. In all of thy ways, wherever you're found, trust in the Lord. We are to look for God's presence in all of our ways. The psalmist asked the question in Psalm 139 and verse 7. He asked God an important question: whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? And the simple answer is nowhere. There's nowhere you can go for God is not there. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's the ever-present God. And so when this verse tells us, in all of thy ways, in other words, in every path that you take, on every road that you travel, on every journey that you make, see to it that you look for the Lord. The Savior is here with us when we gather in church. We know that. We believe that. But He's also with us when we're sitting on the couch and the sofa. He's with us when we're sitting at our desks. He's with us when we're driving our cars. He's with us in every aspect of our daily life. His promise is, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. There is no way that we can go where the Lord cannot be found. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. See God in all of your journeys. I fear that sometimes as Christians we act as if God is only relevant or invited into parts of our lives. And that's so contrary to what the Word of God teaches. You cannot leave God and go somewhere where He is not. And for that very reason, Solomon tells us we are to seek the Lord in all of our ways. Acknowledge Him in all of our ways. There's a lot of talk today about the right of privacy. And people are increasingly worried about the government or others prying into their business. Well, you know, as Christians, we need to know that there's no part of our life that's off limits to God. There's no hiding place from Him. He is watching over us in all of our ways. So in all of thy ways, acknowledge Him. And the key to unlocking this whole phrase is in our understanding of that word acknowledge. To know. To perceive. In all thy ways, perceive God. That's good advice. Everywhere you go, it's not enough simply to know that God is there, but seek Him. Know Him in that place. That's what the verse is telling us. Everywhere you go, seek and know God in that place. So we need to know God, not just in church on a Sunday, but in the workplace on Monday. We need to know and find God in our homes, in our recreation, in all of our ways to seek and know God. We're guilty at times of only wanting God's input when it's something that we don't know the answer to. But verse 6 is telling us to seek Him and to know Him in every decision, in every path, in every journey, in every way. Let not God be just an emergency number that you call in times of crisis. Acknowledge Him in all of thy ways. Look for Him. Find Him. Commune with Him. Abide with Him in all of your ways. Acknowledge Him in every avenue of life. Look for the omnipresent God. So we are to lean upon the omnipotent God, and we are to look for the omnipresent God, and we are to listen to the omniscient God, the all-knowing God. Verse 6 closes with the words, and He shall direct thy paths. So when we are leaning on His power and looking for His presence, then we can listen for His voice and we will know which way we are to go. One of my favorite verses is Isaiah 30 and verse 21, and it says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. Those who lean on the Lord and to look for His input in every area of their life can listen for and hear that still small voice of God that gives guidance and direction every step of the way. And what's wonderful about this whole relationship that we have with God is that He discerns the path. He discerns the path. He knows the way that we go. 2 days after Tammy and I returned from our honeymoon, I dropped her off to work, and as I was travelling home, I was involved in a rather serious car accident. I was on a little country road, and as I went round the corner, there in front of me, parked in the middle of the road, was a farmer on a tractor who had stopped to talk to the person in the car travelling the other way. And I get crashed that party. I didn't see the vehicles until I was right upon them. The bend in the road had obscured my view of what was just around the corner. There are times we can't see what's on the path in front of us. We don't always know what's around the corner. We aren't sure where to go because we can't see what's over the next hill or around the next bend. So what are we to do? Well, we are to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Here's the reason we want the Lord to direct our paths, because He can discern the right path. The other side of the hill is not a mystery to Him. What's up around the bend is not hidden from Him. He has seen tomorrow already. There are no question marks in the mind of God as to what the future holds. He is omniscient. Therefore, He is the master guide, for He has been everywhere, and He has seen everything, and He knows all that there is to know about the path that lies before us. Therefore, as we seek the Lord in all of our paths, we are told that He will direct. He dictates the way. Mark that word direct in your Bible. It's a wonderful word. It means to make the way straight. God will make the way straight. Straight paths. What a wonderful thought. So much of our lives are spent wandering to and fro, turning the left hand or to the right, back and forth, meandering in and out of places we ought to be or ought not to be, trying to figure out the right path. But if we had only stopped and listened to the voice of God, who knows already where we need to be, He will make our paths straight. One of the earliest mathematical concepts that you learn in geometry is that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Now, we may be able to get from point A to point B in our own wisdom, but we'll find that it won't be anything but it won't be a straight line. It will be meandering. We need a sovereign, omniscient God who knows the best route. And when decisions are not easy to make, when choices are complex, complicated, the Word of God offers instruction for the indecisive. Lean on the omnipotent God. Look for the omnipresent God. Listen to the omniscient God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I trust that this will be a verse that's not only underlined in our Bibles, but underlined in our hearts, and lived out for the glory of His great name each and every day. We don't know what lies ahead. We don't know what's around the corner. But praise God, we know one who does. The future may be obscure to us, but we come to one who holds the future in His hands. May we trust in Him with all of our hearts.